From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Debate is raging in Pakistan over billions of dollars of aid the U.S. has promised. Congress approved the package last week. It would provide $1.5 billion each year for the next 5 years. And the conditions that come with that money are not popular in Pakistan. Members of parliament are denouncing the deal as a sellout to the Americans. And today, the Pakistani army took the rare step of publicly expressing its disapproval. From Lahore, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Today's Daily Ausaf, a major Urdu language newspaper, described the assistance provided under the Kerry-Luger bill as a sweet poison. At sermons during Friday prayers, some clerics assailed the Kerry-Luger bill as enslavement. Hafez Muhammad Saeed, the leader of Jamaat ud-Dawah, an Islamic charity believed to front for the banned militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba, accused in last year's terror attack in Mumbai, suggested that the Americans were out to control Pakistan's nuclear program, its army, and jihadists like him and his followers. The enemies of God are closely watching us and putting conditions on us, Saeed warned. Remember, these bills are not going to solve our problems, but multiply them, he said. For the Americans, it might sound like a case of no good deed going unpunished. The Kerry-Luger bill seeks to undo what it calls disproportionate emphasis on security-related assistance. In the hope of building mutual trust, the United States has shifted focus to alleviating poverty, building schools and hospitals, and deepening democratic and civilian institutions following the 9-year dictatorship of General Pervez Musharraf. But Ehsan Iqbal, spokesman for the largest opposition party, Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, says while his party appreciates the spirit of what the Obama administration is trying to do, he says the result is an intrusion of Pakistan's sovereignty and calls certain provisions plainly offensive.
The bill very categorically states that Pakistan shall cease to support terrorism and shall cease to indulge in acts of terrorism. Now, that is an indictment.
The controversy over Kerry-Luger has deepened already fierce anti-American feelings in Pakistan, much of them due to resentment over a U.S.-led war on terror that many believe is worsening Pakistan's own security. But Ehsan Iqbal says his opposition party is not interested in stoking anti-Americanism or in destabilizing the government of President Asif Ali Zardari.
The choice is whether this friendship is based on equal respect, where people perceive this friendship to be in the interest of both countries, or it is seen as a one-sided friendship where Pakistan is used as a proxy state in this friendship. That is the first.
Pakistan's top military commanders issued a terse statement expressing serious concerns regarding clauses impacting on national security. Unusual public criticism of the U.S. effort. Kerry-Luger authorizes only such sums as may be necessary for military aid, no specified amount. Defense analyst Hassan Askari Rizvi says an unhappy military could spell trouble for the weak American-allied civilian government of President Zardari.
The United States has exposed this government to a lot of internal pressures. And if these pressures are not really dealt with effectively, it can get weaker. In fact, it has again provided an opportunity to the military to decide the fate of this government.
While Pakistan's powerful military may be signaling the public that it is not taking orders from Washington, the government tried to do the same tonight. Scrambling to defuse the mounting pressure, Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani took to the floor of parliament and attempted to pacify the anger over the Kerry-Luger bill.
This is not our contract. We are not binding.
This is not a contract. This is not binding on us. That is for the parliament to decide, Gilani said, adding, today President Obama is listening to the parliament of Pakistan and its objections. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.